This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yes, it's Free Talk Live. Welcome back, everybody. This is the third and final hour of the Monday Night Kick-Ass Edition. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. With you in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And me, Mark.
Hello, me, Mark. Again.
If you say myself, the captain, I will say me, Mark.
Nice.
As opposed to, it's me, the captain, or me, I don't know how you would, how else one would do it, but.
I got to use, my new favorite sort of thing recently. So sometimes I'll say something and I'll think it's cool and I want to repeat it, but I can only repeat it under certain circumstances when it presents itself. And, somebody again asked, well, what exactly are you the captain of?
Ah, yes.
Right? Because somebody recently claimed that I was the captain of kicking ass, which is not true. folks who get to know me after a while, they're like, you know, you're a kick-ass person. I understand where the name comes from. That's not where it came from. But at any rate, what are you the captain of? Well, I'm the captain of myself. And I think you should be, too. You should be the highest authority of yourself. You should own yourself. Nobody knows how to live your life better than you. Nobody knows what your preferences are, what your likes and dislikes are. You are the most correct person to make all of the decisions for yourself. And thus, I am a captain of myself, and you should be the captain of yourself. And I had the opportunity to iterate that to a friend of mine who revealed himself to be a philosopher at a time that I didn't care what philosophy was. But he still was friendly to me. He helped me out in a couple of situations in, you know, sort of side business and that kind of thing. And eventually I came around to, you know, exploring philosophy, and then we had some really good conversations here and there, and I got a lot of respect for the guy, so I just wanted to share that.
Well, I want to share the story that I've got about, we were talking about money in the last hour and how it's created and these sorts of things.
Yep.
And there's all kinds of money in the world. And here's what happened to a boy who was 8 years old. And I'll just tell you the story. An 8-year-old boy has been given a criminal record and a police mugshot taken after he tried to pay with a toy banknote at a Swiss village shop.
Wait, what?
Okay, so, I mean, this isn't even stated as outrageous as the story in fact is. Because it sounds like a boy tried to walk in with, something akin to Monopoly money and buy a toy.
Okay.
Buy something at a shop.
Okay.
Right? Newspapers suggested the shop of the police were overzealous in the case where the boy's name will be on police records until May of 2032.
An 8-year-old kid.
Yes. The unnamed boy from Deitgen in northern Switzerland was not charged with any offense. And, let's see. The way the Daily Mail here has this story set up, it's difficult to know what they're talking about. The pretend Euros were thrown out in early March at the Sischen Town Carnival, the Bastlet Landcraft region in the north of Switzerland, where Swiss francs are the official currency. All right?
Okay.
So these are not fake Euros in a place that where you spend Euros. The notes were printed on ordinary paper featuring blue Chinese characters and were picked up by children, said the boss. All right. So these are intended to be obvious fake money.
Right.
Okay?
Like Monopoly money.
Right. And an 8-year-old kid's still figuring out what money is. It's not like money is real anyway, so we have to kind of figure out what it is.
Yeah.
The notes, at the end of April, the boy, his 10-year-old brother, and the girl next door went to their local village shop. Ah, the girl next door. where the younger brother asked if he could use the notes. So now you have a 10-year-old, one presumes another 10-year-old and an 8-year-old. Looks like they put the 8-year-old up to asking the shop owner if they could use the notes. Even the note was clearly identified as pretend money. The shop staff felt obligated to call the police. Why? Because the world is full of people who are snitches.
Oh, my gosh.
This is the snitchiest snitch thing ever. Instead of educating the little boy, 8 years old,
yeah,
on how money, you know, money or whatever it is, and just saying, sorry, you can't use that here. This isn't real money.
Right.
You should, or even taking the money and throwing it away. Whatever you did, this is fake money and you could never buy anything with this. You know, informing the children.
Almost any other decision would have been better than calling the police.
Yeah. It's our policy. We were instructed to do so by headquarters, quoted the store manager.
I am a mindless automaton. Yep. I do whatever my headquarters tells me to do. I have no decision-making ability whatsoever.
So this is Tanya Bauman saying that the headquarters is in Winterthur. On May the 28th, the police contacted the boy's parents. This is much later. Visited their home for 3 hours in the following day to ask about the incident. They brought along stills from surveillance footage, including one of the boy and the girl standing out at the till. A spokesman for the Basel Landskraft Police Department told the AFP, "We were informed that children with a bundle of counterfeit euro notes tried to buy goods."
Oh, my God.
Now remember, these euro notes were thrown out at a parade, and they're obvious fakes. It's not like this was close. I mean, if kids went to try to buy candy with a $7 bill with a picture of Donald Trump on it, I think everybody would be understanding that this is fake money.
Yes.
So, you know, the idea that somehow adults feel so obligated to follow the rules that they can't figure out that kids with fake carnival money don't need to be arrested.
I think it just harkens back to a lack of education and a lack of compassion.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what it is. It's just, you know, everybody's a bunch of snitches.
Like, even if you work for, you know, some company and the headquarters says, if you encounter this situation, it's our policy that you must do this, you still have a choice to make there.
Yeah.
Right? Is this going to be worth the time? Is this going to be an effective use of time? Is this going to be a learning experience for anybody? Is this going to affect anybody positively in any way, shape, or form? These are the questions that have to run through your mind. And I get it. I get it. People don't want to get fired. I get that they want to look good in the eyes of their employer. But this just seems like such an easy decision not to call the police on.
Right. And let's not look like this is an important part of this. This is not just not the shopkeeper's fault. Professional law enforcement officers had so little to do that they went to the house and investigated for 3 hours.
Well, not only did they go to the house, but they apparently went and got surveillance and chopped and sliced it and diced it and put it all in a nice folder and brought it with them to the house.
Right. And, you know, they confiscated all the money. Now, this part I'm not entirely sure is the worst thing to have done. All right. Give me the fake money and we'll just forget about all this. But no, they did not do that. The brothers had mugshots taken front on and in profile. So they gave these boys a record.
This will go down on your permanent record.
And I'm just stunned. And, you know, like, the idea, and we did it here briefly, we gave the police a pass. People act like laws and law enforcement and all this stuff exists outside of human behavior. These are people. Law enforcement officers are nothing but people.
Correct.
They are not required to follow the law, as much as you might think that that is so. They have discretion. It even says in their documents. So don't give me that bullcrap. Well, I'm just doing their job. Yeah, well, that is about the worst excuse for human behavior that we've ever had. And many of the greatest atrocities known to man, admittedly, this is not one of the greatest atrocities.
No.
But the greatest atrocities known to man were excused based on that same excuse. So stop using it. Stop giving these people a pass.
I agree. 855-453 like freedom. We've got more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
The monetary evolution comes to Las Vegas. Crypto Vegas is a one-day event featuring some of the brightest and most innovative minds in blockchain technology. Juan Galt, Anastasia Sergeyevna, Lynn Ulbricht, Jim Bell, Elise Sam, Float CEO Kingsley Edwards, and more. Tickets start at $20.20, and you can save 10% on VIP tickets using code FTL at CryptoVegasConference.com. July 18th, join Free Talk Live at CryptoVegasConference.com.
I have a chocolate cocker spaniel named Lady and a blackmouth cur, and it's a lot of responsibility owning a dog. My dogs don't have any health problems because they're eating what they need to eat.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynavite is like pouring a multivitamin right onto their food. We'll be scooping our Dynavite, then squirting Malika chops and the fish oil. They start salivating.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite at DINOVITE.com.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live, everybody. We're in the midst of the third and final hour, and you can call and talk about whatever you'd like at 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. With you in the studio tonight, it's the Captain.
And Mark.
I just thought to see if I could get you to say me, Mark, without saying myself. We are here, and we will go to your calls and thoughts shortly, but I wanted to tell you about Crypto Vegas and Anarcho Vegas. They are dual events with an amazing lineup of speakers, some of the brightest and most innovative minds in blockchain technology. There you go. Juan Galtz, Anastasia Sergeyevna, Lynn Ulbricht, Jim Bell, Elise Sam, Float CEO Kingsley Edwards, and more. Anarcho Vegas 2020 speakers include Jim Bell, Larkin Rose, Avens O'Brien, G. Edward Griffin, Walter Block, Amanda Rockwitz, Ernie Hancock, and more. Daily tickets for each event are just $20.20. You know, 2020. At AnarchoVegas.com and CryptoVegasConference.com. You can use the code FTL, as in Free Talk Live, to get 10% off your VIP tickets.
Not the regular tickets of 2020, but
the VIP.
VIP tickets, yep.
10% off the VIP tickets using FTL. July 18th and 19th, join Free Talk Live in Vegas for Crypto Vegas and Anarcho Vegas 2020. So, there we have it. We were talking about this interesting case with a little boy and some friends of his who used some play money and asked a person in a shop if they could use it to pay for whatever candy or whatever they're trying to get.
Right. This is coming from the dailymail.co.uk by Amelia Wayne and reporting for the AFP. So, what happened was an 8-year-old boy and his crew, his brother who's 10, and the girl next door whose age is not mentioned.
It sounds like a posse.
But it is indeed a posse. They apparently went to a fair, a carnival, a parade, and were showered with fake money, obviously fake money. So this is in Switzerland where they use the Swiss franc. They were showered with fake euros with Chinese letter printing on them. Now, I've seen American dollars with Chinese characters printed on them, and the reason that they're there is to teach Chinese bank employees, because banks all around the world get U.S. dollars. But, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, ask yourselves right now, if you're in the United States, how good would you be at picking out fake euro notes?
I don't even think I could pick out real euro notes.
Right. I don't know what they look like, and so obviously are here in the United States, I'm sure that there are fake euro notes printed so that bank employees get a chance to look at them and see the features on them, and they probably have printing on them to make it clear that these are fake. So this carnival tossed out free fake money, right? And these kids, remember, they're 8 and 10. They went to the store, and I think that this was, I cannot verify that this is true, but I think this is in fact a candy store. It didn't say that in this article, but somewhere along the line I got that.
Okay.
So, you know, maybe that's relevant to you, maybe it's not, but it seems to me that if you, it feels relevant to me.
Are you trying to say they were like kids in a candy store?
Right. I mean, obviously, they've got a bunch of candy here. Kids want to get a hold of candy.
Right.
I don't know if that's, in fact, what happened. If it's, it says a local village shop is what it's described at as in this story. But somehow, when I read it, it was a candy store. And I, you know, read a different article or whatever. I like this one. So, they called the cops on the kids, and, you know, so lapse of judgment on the storekeeper's part, completely defended by the store clerk, Tanya Bauman, who I do not mind mentioning her name. Tanya, I'm sorry, I don't care whether you were instructed to do so by headquarters This was a bad choice. And they don't give the names of the cops in this, or I'd be happy to tell you that, too.
Yeah.
But the police, apparently in this little, you know, tiny bit of Switzerland, Basel-Landschaft, whatever it is, didn't have enough to do because they...
Landschrafters.
Not only did they go and spend 3 hours at this family's house hassling the kids... They had done investigative work to get the video from the store to show the kids that, see, we have you right here using the fake money.
You are counterfeiters.
Right? And, you know, again, this is obviously fake money thrown out to, obviously, kids at a carnival.
What was the clerk's name? Tanya?
Yeah, Tanya Bauman.
Tanya. Yeah, I get that sometimes kids can be, well, little effers. Right?
If you work at a candy store, you've already sentenced yourself to dealing with children.
Yeah, and I get that, you know, kids can be annoying, and, you know, maybe they come into the store all the time and they do things that, you know, sort of tick you off a little bit or whatever, right? But even with that said, they're 8 and 10.
Right. I mean,
I can't think of a... unless they are heavily armed and threatening your life, I can't think of a reason to call the cops on 8 and 10-year-olds.
And this appears to have gone international, and everybody everywhere is saying, are you effing kidding me? And I don't see the upside of this. So, yes, you could. Anybody could have educated these kids, like the cops could have, the candy store workers, if it's candy store, could have. Anybody could have educated them. Obviously, they're not going to do this again. But then these cops, don't forget the investigative hours that went into this. It wasn't one police officer that did this. You know it was at least two, if not more, that put their time and energy into investigating this.
Well, yeah, think of the man hours that, you know, had to go into obtaining the film, the footage, right, requesting it, chopping it up, printing it out, right? The administrative work alone was probably a full man day.
Sure, because they had nothing better to do. Apparently, all the crimes have been solved in this area. Then they took these kids, both of them, and took mugshots of them, and they're going to have records until they're like... 18 years old or something, even higher than that. I don't know. It's like 2034. And
wow.
At least it's going to go away, but what? Are you kidding me?
What?
This is so lame. I mean, I'd like to know from law enforcement officers, not your regular, because I know how the regular public feels about this.
Right, right.
Law enforcement officers, is there any one of you out there that would defend this particular behavior?
Yeah, like, why would these particular law enforcement officers even go to these extents instead of just going, really, this is a bunch of kids, I'm sorry.
Even if they showed up at their house, yeah. You know, knock, knock, hey, yeah, I heard you were trying to spend fake money. I just want to make sure that you understand you can't spend fake money, okay?
Yeah.
And while we're at it, why don't you go inside and give me all the fake money you got?
Right. And that would have been it.
That would have been it.
855-450-FREE. We've got your calls and your thoughts and more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. the Trump administration extended a ban on green cards issued outside the United States until the end of the year and added many temporary work visas to the freeze, including those used heavily by technology companies and multinational corporations. The administration cast the effort as a way to free up jobs in an economy reeling from the coronavirus. A senior White House official predicted it will open up over 525,000 jobs for Americans. An Interior Department watchdog office will investigate law enforcement and security forces via the clearing of protesters from in front of the White House earlier this month. The Interior Department's Park Police and other forces released chemical agents and at times punched and clubbed largely peaceful groups of demonstrators to drive the public from Lafayette Square on June 1st during nationwide protest over the police killing of George Floyd. This is USA Radio News. The latest numbers on existing home sales are out, and USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
Sales of existing homes across the nation continuing to plunge amid the coronavirus pandemic. The National Association of Realtors reporting a drop of 9.7% in the month of May, but experts say that may be the low point now. Tight supply kept the pressure on home prices. The median price of a home sold in May was $284,600. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Joe Biden campaign has officially committed its candidate to participating in no more than three previously scheduled presidential debates set up for the fall, preemptively denying any potential request from President Trump for more. Although formal invites by the Commission on Presidential Debates will be sent out after the nominating conventions this summer, the Biden campaign also made it clear their yet-to-be-announced vice presidential pick will also participate in their early October debate. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Everybody say it with me. 855-450-FREE. Like freedom.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live matters. Just taking advantage of the situation. You know, off topic and just off the top of my head, I am really, really bothered by the number of businesses who have incorporated the, you know, we'll call it the current social justice trends, right? Black Lives Matter, the, you know, all that kind of thing, into their marketing now, right? Like, you can't, apparently people have forgotten how to advertise, and everybody is now just advertising around the social justice topic du jour.
I get where you're coming from. It does make one roll one's eyes when the corporations get involved. But
and I don't even watch that much television to like be in and like. But I noticed the trend.
I would say that for me, what it means is that something's going to get done when the corporations, you know, petition the government. Oh, but I repeat myself to do something, then something will certainly get done. We have a corporatocracy in America, and I'm sure that the far lefties out there, they're upset by the corporations being involved, and maybe they're a little ham-fisted in the way they do it, but I've come to the conclusion during all of this that I certainly don't agree with every person on every bit of this whole thing.
Yeah.
But I bet you most of the protesters don't agree on all of it either.
Right, right.
But I would say this is I think that we're going to come out of it better off than we went in. And I'm hoping what the result is doing away with qualified immunity, this notion, this antiquated, centuries-old notion that the king's men are somehow not responsible for their actions.
It took a riot and the burning of a precinct in Minneapolis for the dudes to just get arrested, much less prosecuted for anything, right? Just for them to go, okay, fine, we'll arrest these guys. You know, that, like, I mean, it should not take that much.
But apparently it did. And that's one of the sort of critiques that I have for police out there is that, look, I know you feel beset right now, and I know you're not responsible for what happened. Certainly not in whole, and if you're responsible, you're only responsible for the slightest millionth of a piece of it all, right? Mm-hmm. So you don't bear the responsibility here, but here's a reminder. You were here the whole time. You were here taking a paycheck every single week or month or by month or however you get paid. The whole period, while all of this that people are complaining about was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people are complaining about. They're not complaining about a cop that gets overzealous and kills somebody.
Right.
Because we know that's going to happen.
They're complaining about the obvious trend.
Yep. They're complaining about the guy who stood behind him with his hands in his pockets, who might have said, hey, do you think you're being a little rough on him? But didn't do anything.
Right.
The guy who's charged with upholding the law, but not responsible for the behavior.
Yep.
That's what they're talking about.
Yeah, my message to anybody who's in law enforcement, if you claim to be such a tight brotherhood, the blue line and all that kind of a thing, you got to police yourselves at least a little bit. You obviously aren't. Otherwise, things like this would cease to happen immediately.
Yep. The thing is that in you know, police's defense, in many cases, police that do stand up to other police, that's when the mechanism really kicks in. That's when the hazing really starts.
Oh, yeah, they get blackballed.
It's terrible for them.
Yeah.
And now, then police, many police, probably are celebrating this BLM movement so that they can now police their brethren. Because I think that's going to be, hopefully that's going to be something that we're going to pay more attention to. With body cams and a lack of qualified immunity, I think we're going to be able to move forward. The whole idea that you're going to get rid of police or it's going to go private market or something like that, that sounds like libertarian fantasy to me.
I'd love for that to happen, but in the short term, I would like to see some results.
I'm happy to talk anytime to somebody who doesn't believe that a product or service worth having would exist in the marketplace in its in the absence
right.
of the state. That's what I do believe that would happen. In the absence of the state, in the absence of municipalities, in the absence of police, in the absence of sheriff, we would have security professionals. You know how I know this? There are more security professionals in America than there are cops.
Right.
That's how I know.
Well, not to change subjects on you real quick, but I do want to take a minute to thank Kylan Eckert. He is our tonight's amplifier. If you don't know what an amplifier is, they are a person who has visited amp.freetalklive.com because they've liked the show. They like what we do here. They like the topics, the conversations.
Yeah, Kylan's a huge fan of mine. Writes me every week and tells me. No, he doesn't.
He went to amp.freetalklive.com and became a silver amplifier. That means he has contributed some money. We only ask for $5 a month, but he contributed some money to help us get on more radio stations. And that is exactly what the amplifier program is. If you want us to get on more radio stations, that is exactly where that money goes to. It goes to help amplify, market, and promote. I'm sorry, amplify, market, and promote?
Yeah. AMP.
AMP. That's amp.freetalklive.com. So thank you, Kylan Eckert. We do appreciate your contribution. in that way. Let's go to your calls and your thoughts. We have Charles in Indianapolis. Charles, you are on Free Talk Live.
Yes, if it only took a church burning to have somebody tell the truth, Captain Lickass, would that make it all right?
You're Captain Lickass.
Oh, wow. That's new. Is this James?
That's what he is. Yeah, why don't I have to make up a name to talk to two losers that call themselves ministers? And answer the question, if your so-called church were burned down so that Minister Mark should be Dedgington finally told the truth,
I should be Dedgington.
How is your, speaking your criminal record, care to talk about...
He's neither witty nor kind.
He certainly is angry.
Yeah. Man,
can you imagine this dude, blood pressure? I mean, the meds he must be on.
Yeah, and I don't, like, he's never called himself Charles before, so he certainly did lie to get on the air. He claims to have never lied, so certainly that is the case.
Yeah, I mean, I understand why he would do it. He was desperate to be on the air, and it seems to be the whole dispute that he has with the show is that he doesn't get enough time. I will point out that if he isn't the most prolific caller and had the most time of any caller in history and more time than many of our hosts, including you,
indeed,
then he is in the top five. I think he's number one, but he's at one point he certainly was number one, but I've stopped taking his calls after he started threatening my family physically.
Yeah, and
if you don't believe me, go to Things James Wittekind Says on Facebook. Now, I know he doesn't like that.
W-I-T-T-E-K-I-N-D.
Wittekind. Yeah, something like that. And I know he doesn't like me, what he calls doxing me on the air. But, you know, I couldn't think of anything else to call the page. It is his name, after all.
It is. It is, a matter of fact. I also take it very seriously when somebody calls. I mean, if this guy threatened... But any other syndicated talk show host on the air repeatedly, you know, the evidence is overwhelming of him doing this repeatedly.
They get so incompetent when I talk to them about this particular issue. I've hired attorneys to take care of this guy. Whatever. They can't do anything. Just can't do anything. Okay, so we're the number 26 talk show in the nation, right? Free Talk Live, as reported by Talkers Magazine on their annual list, the Heavy 100. The number 25 is this guy, Ben Shapiro. Mm-hmm. And, you know, big name, and the guy's great. I've heard some of his stuff. He's good. Ben Shapiro had a guy that threatened him one time. Cops had him in 2 days. Just like that.
2 days?
This guy, I've got pages of stuff written by
him. We've got years of calls on the archives at Free Talk Live.
The cops have been in his presence. Like, it's just amazing. Amazing.
We've got more coming up, including your calls and your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your flies, water. Get your Bug Assault today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The SilverLungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That disturbance in the force again. Yes, it's Free Talk Live. Welcome back. We're getting into the final segment. We might have time to get you on the air. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it is I, the captain.
And me, the Mark. COVID-19, murder hornets, riots, burning businesses around America. The world has turned upside down.
Who had Coke, Boris, for June? I saw that on a meme on the internet.
That's good, yeah. It's actually, there was some pig that found some cocaine in, like, the woods or something.
Yep.
Yeah. But regardless of what you believe about all of this, if you've got a business, you need to advertise during the ups and the downs. I get it. It doesn't seem like you should be advertising right now when times are difficult, sales aren't coming in, but believe me, you should if you want them to come in the future. Your competition is, they're using this opportunity to get market share. Our audience isn't the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They're fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. And you can email my sales manager, Matthew, at freetalklive.com. Or if you have to get a hold of me, I'll send it to Matthew, Mark at freetalklive.com. You figure it out.
And don't forget, it has never been said that Free Talk Live does not have a nice package.
We have the nicest of packages.
Let's go to your calls and your thoughts. We have David in New Mexico calling. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Wait, teed that one up, didn't you?
Yeah, don't make it on Tundra right before you bring David on. Broadcasting 301, okay?
I mean, I thought it was perfect.
It's a great on Tundra, but then you brought David on, and you cannot trust this guy. He will triple or quadruple on Tundra you.
I mean, I was hoping for double or nothing. David, what you got tonight?
I will resist so-called minister.
So-called minister. So-called yeah. Free Talk Live.
So-called captain.
So-called reverend.
Well, so-called caller, what's on your mind?
Well, that was on my mind. What's it to you? So, you know, there's a poor guy. I don't think he's related, but I don't know. In Flagstaff, Arizona, and his name is James Whittakind, and he's either a doctor or a dentist, and his picture doesn't look. His ears don't stick out. Hey, James, how you doing? James, I'm sure you know this guy in Flagstaff because, I mean, if you got 6 DWIs or 12 DWIs or whatever they are in Arizona, you're probably aware that you have another dude named James Whittakind living just a few miles from you.
He's a named twin.
Yeah. Anyway, the poor dude is probably completely innocent, and his ears don't stick out like James, the other James Whittakind.
I bet he's heard about him, though.
Yeah, so anyway, there's that, but poor guy. And, you know, I explained that to you the other day, Mark, about her the other day, the other week, the other month, the other year, whatever it was. And I accidentally, I combined Jeffrey Epstein with Ben Shapiro and called Ben Shapiro Jeffrey Shapiro. But I explained to you why Ben Shapiro got 2-day service on the FBI when you can't get any service at all with your big old package, your nice package. And it's because, Jeffrey, there I go again, Ben is a Jewish dude. That's why I'm a little Jewish.
This is the thing, is that I have never dealt with police where they've asked, "What's your religion?"
Yeah, are like, you?
Well, why they do that?
It's in the database. Well, they don't. It's Ben Shapiro. That's Jewish. You don't even need it on your ID or in the database.
Funny thing is I had a lawyer way back in the day for over an automobile accident I was in. His last name was Shapiro also. And at some point or another, his religion came up in the conversation. This was not the first conversation we had. And he said something about him being Jewish. I'm like, oh, you're Jewish? And he looked at me like, oh, look, a moron. And I didn't know. And he'd said something to the effect of, you know, like, yeah, my name's Shapiro. And I'm like, I thought that was Italian. I mean, it ends in a vowel.
So I'm still confused, and, you know, I don't mean to take the subject off topic, although we haven't really talked about a subject yet, but is Jewish a race or a religion?
You forgot. Well, actually, technically, I don't think it qualifies as a race because I don't want to waste time on that. But technically, I don't think that Jewish qualifies as a race in the technical science aspect of it. But it does qualify as a nationality. So you can be. That's not technically correct either, because Israel is not named Jewreal. But anyway,
it does qualify as a cuisine, though, because I've had plenty of Jewish food and it's delicious.
It's an ethnicity. It's a genetic thing and a religious thing and a nationality. Even though it's not named Jewreal, it's named Israel. But you know, so take your pick. But also, you know, it ties into this statue thing too. You know, Christopher Columbus. Jewish guy. Did you know that?
I thought he was Italian. No.
Well, can you not be Italian and Jewish at the same time?
Yeah, possible.
Mr. Nice Package?
If
you have such a nice package, it's possible. It's probable. Just because you live in Italy doesn't mean you can't be Jewish.
Indeed.
All the Jews are rolling their eyes they're rolling their eyes at me, but they're rolling their eyes at you now, too. But anyway, so Christopher Columbus, yeah, Jewish guy. Did you know that?
No.
Yep. Well, now you do.
Okay.
And that ties into New Mexico because New Mexico was settled by
Christopher Columbus,
Jewish people.
Yeah. Exactly. Christopher Columbus, Jewish people. Yeah. Columbus came to the Americas with boatloads, literally boatloads of Sephardic crypto Jews that had suffered the Inquisition. And so when seeking volunteers to go across the ocean and fall off the side of the flat earth, they were very happy to volunteer and get the hell out of Dodge so that they weren't persecuted anymore and they could go to a...
David.
Yeah.
Whatever you're on, bro, I mean, like, I would like some.
it.
Your train of thought is like taking creative roads.
I just fast forwarded through 2 hours of your program, and that is the train of thought that results. So if you want to search your, if you want to blame me, blame yourself, because all of that came from your program.
Did you listen to us at like 5X?
I did. I do.
Do we sound like chipmunks?
No,
it sounds like there was a Jewish, just looking real quick, doing a little searching over at biography.com, I'm going to go ahead and say that at least part of what David's talking about, the sort of the funding of the trip, and I wouldn't doubt for a second that plenty of Jewish people are trying to get out of Spain at this time, so... Yeah, I mean, sure. I'm going for this.
Well, I'm not speculating. I'm going by my I live in New Mexico, and mm-hmm. this is where the crypto Sephardic Jews ended up. Was in New Mexico. They came over on the boat to Mexico City.
What? I don't understand the word crypto in this context.
You got Bitcoin. You don't know what crypto is?
Yeah, it has to do with numbers and codes.
Sure didn't.
No, it doesn't. What does crypto mean?
Help me out. I just found out that Shapiro wasn't an Italian name. Come on.
Crypto means cryptography.
It's hidden. Yeah, it's hidden. Okay. Yeah. So anyway, so they were Jewish and they were being persecuted, and so they converted to Catholicism, at least on paper, and they secretly transported their other religious documents and artifacts with them to the New World here, where there was like nobody that cared. I mean, there was plenty of Indians, but they didn't care what whether you were Catholic or Jewish, and so
they
were
fine.
Also, I don't think nobody was alive yet.
Yeah, exactly. And so anyway, they end up in New Mexico, and they have their they go to the mission and pray with the Father and attend those services, and then they go home and they go in the little closet where they got their Jewish shrine set up, and they do their Jewish worship service there, and they don't tell anybody about it. In some cases, not even their own children, because children have loose tongues. And so you have the whole world of Sephardic crypto Jews in New Mexico, and that's who settled New Mexico, and that's who's still running New Mexico, and that's why New Mexico is a leftist communist.
How can they still be running New Mexico if they didn't tell their children?
Right.
I mean, you know, at that point, their children are just Catholic.
They think they're Catholic, and then when they get old, old enough to ask pointed questions, then they discover the truth, and then they can.
We're Sephardic crypto Jews.
All right, David, thanks for the call tonight. I want to point out to all of David's Facebook friends, that he is in this. He likes to post when he's on the show, so David is in this show. This has been Free Talk Live. We've got more for you on the other 7 nights of the week. This is it for tonight. Have a good night. Thanks, everybody.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112.
800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.